You
He's
know?
well, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. Hold on. Let's not get too excited.
Yeah, I'll try not to blow the load too soon.
Just pull back. I hear like if you pinch your dick head or something,
I
just
heard
kind
what you do is you take two of your fingers
of.
and
We are live.
Okay, well, I haven't
We
shared
are
it
live.
yet. No one's on it yet, right?
We are live. That was really
I'm keeping
good.
that on the YouTube for
That was
sure.
really
For sure.
I really liked that one.
Yeah, you can do. I mean, you can do whatever you want for the YouTube.
You take two of your fingers.
And oh my god.
Well, yeah.
Well, I loved that. All right.
Do we got any intro music today?
We do have intro music today. Same music, but we're. I think we reach out to more friends. So let's get that going. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the program. We are live on a Saturday sports program with your boys. Derek on TSPN, Dirk Cousins, Home Run Jack. Man, we're here. We've never left. We've always been here. Sean's always been a part of the show. And Jody and the Fosters has always been the intro music, and that's never been different, ever. Jody and the Fosters, that's a little band out of this area, Lewiston. Just a little shout out to Asher Erickson. They're good. This is a good band. You know what I like about this is you can just play it, you know, you don't get in trouble.
Yeah, you can't.
That's the best part.
It is. Very
for
nice
sure.
Thing.
And it's a slapper. It's a bona fide slapper.
It is. I like it a lot.
Like that.
A lot of fun.
Dart.
And I have it set up to where I can fade that in and out very nicely. I got rid of those soundboard, one of those soundboards that I was using. So I don't have any more feedback or anything anymore either. Like, we're really shaping up here.
Yeah, where'd that feedback go?
It's gone, bud.
It's gone, guys, bud.
It's gone, bud. I watched Bridesmaids for the first time yesterday.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You tell.
You know what? That's actually a pretty funny movie. That's good. Actually a pretty funny movie. And
I heard it's good.
And I had never seen it. And I'll probably never see it again. But I watched it finally. I liked it. It was good.
I watched it when it came out and I liked it. And I don't really watch any movie twice.
I have actually a rotation.
I have that. My yearly rotation is The Office and Parks and Rec. I mean, that's.
So that's TV. That's not movies.
That's. I can't do that. TV shows I cannot watch more than once.
What? I've also been watching The Hunters, but this isn't a TV show.
How is The Hunters? How is The Hunters? Before we get into sports, how's The Hunters?
The Hunters is excellent. Do you like The Boys?
I love The Boys. I raved about The Boys, and I finished The Boys like the first weekend it came out.
So I personally feel like it's in the same vein as The Boys, except for instead of hunting superheroes, they're hunting Nazis. But the cast is good. It's actually so easy to forget how good of an actor Al Pacino is, and then you watch this and you're like, man, Al Pacino was a really good actor.
Yeah, Al Pacino slaps.
He's good, man. He's a good actor. That was De Niro.
De Niro.
Same guy in my heart.
They've always been. They never have been different. Like Jessica Chastain and Dallas Bryce Howard, same person.
Oh, but no.
Anyway, The Hunters is good. Highly recommend. You know what else I highly recommend? The XFL.
Wow.
Like that?
The transition was flawless.
Hey, XFL, good stuff. I'm actually still genuinely enjoying it. Do we know at this point, is the NFL investing in this at all?
Yep. I don't think so, are they?
Or at least backing it, or the reason why I ask is because we've heard about it being like kind of like a spring training or the G League or whatever for NFL.
That's what they're saying, right?
Yeah.
I mean, why would you back or fund something that's already fully backed and fully funded.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, you know,
I mean, it was the first time too, though.
Right.
ESPN's on board this time, though, and I think that's what's the big game changer, right? Like, ESPN's fully on board with the XFL.
I'm scared, though. I'm scared that's not going to – if you look at those stadiums, they're not
– No. No. They're not full. But also, I mean, we also just heard that lots of stadiums are not going to be very full for a little while. Multiple events. I mean, last I heard, they don't even know if they're going to do WrestleMania. There's a chance that WrestleMania might not even be live, like in front of people.
They'll still do it?
I think they would. I don't know. I just feel like they would take away. Do you guys remember? I mean, I don't know if you guys watched it or remember years ago during the Super Bowl. The WWE did a halftime show that was just one match, and it was The Rock and it was The Rock versus Mankind in an empty stadium. Do you remember that?
I remember when it happened. I didn't watch it. I do remember it happening.
So I watched it, and I mean, it's a great match. It's actually that match that's pretty infamous for being one of the ones where they changed the chair shot rules, because that's that match where The Rock just freaking laid into him with that chair shot, like to the head, like over and over and over again. It's a ton. So it's pretty infamous. But one thing it's also infamous for is feeling really weird without having anybody there. It's just two dudes like beating the crap out of each other. You need the energy of the crowd. I don't know. I think live events would be weird without being there. But then again, I also don't want to go to a live event and get a virus and get
sick. You can just pipe in some crowd noise. I mean, the Falcons got caught for doing that a couple of years ago.
They could do better idea. Green screen, use the crowd from like WCW versus NWO, which is just like
from the video.
Like from video games. Like
the old Madden crowds.
I agree.
They have signs that just say, suck it. Like 316, you know, like and it's the same sound like that.
And like every seventh person has the same sign.
And every seventh person's the same person.
Well, that's why. That's why they got the same sign.
They're the clones.
That'd be cool. Yeah, man, those clones love wrestling.
But you know what XFL team has been doing really well, and that's the Battle Hawks, baby. Because St. Louis loves them some football.
That's yeah.
They even was it you that posted the article, Sean, about how they opened the upper deck of the stadium back?
Yep.
So there you go.
Did we decide that if that's the official team of sports program?
Oh, it is.
It is. I mean, because it's two against one for now.
Yeah, you can like the Renegades all you want, but we don't give a fuck.
Well, I care.
Yeah, I care too.
I haven't been playing. playing any video games lately, so I'm planning on moving. I have the two TVs in the living room right now to just, you know, play video games while I was watching shows. But now I'm moving it back into this room so that I can watch stuff while we're doing this again. Like I miss it. I miss those days.
Like, because I'm watching the XFL game right now.
Well, I'll actually be in St. Louis in April, so it'd be cool if the season was still going on, because I'm going for work.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That'd be a good time. The tickets aren't very expensive. I think the Seattle bucks. Yeah, the Seattle Dragons tickets. I have a buddy that bought the home season tickets for like
– They gave them to him for free?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like $400, right?
Yeah, and then you can just go make your own jersey.
Yeah.
You have to design it in Madden 04.
You design it in Madden 04 and you just take it to your local print shop.
Or you take it to Artbeat in Lewiston.
You just gotta go find some like old, like shitty Celtic dragon at like a Goodwill.
I'm gonna bring it to Artbeat in Lewiston so they airbrush it like those old Hot August Nights t-shirts.
Yes.
Remember those? Those are cool. For those of you who listen to this show or watch the show who are not from this area, I'm sorry, but boy, you are missing out on some sweet t-shirts.
Yeah, and some great references. I mean, if you don't get our references, I mean, fuck you, but
yeah, it's the one.
Boy, they're bad shirts. No,
they're not good shirts.
They're not, though. They're not good looking, and they're not cool. And they're all white, you know, just white t-shirts. So instantly a color I don't wear because I look like Moby Dick in white t-shirts.
So. Yeah. That's hot.
The one with Patrick Stewart?
Yeah.
Okay. On the topic of...
Go ahead. I was just saying, I harpoon you!
I love that movie. Yeah,
that's a movie.
So XFL.
Yeah.
The Renegades Baby Blue is awful, and I don't care.
Oh, okay.
I don't like that there's a team called the Renegades. Oh, and Landry Jones is hurt, by the way.
Oh, yeah. No.
He's out at least 2 weeks, which he was already out a week, so it's like,
yeah.
One of the guys they're clearly pushing as one of their stars. Yeah. Stars.
I think they need to let him go. Everybody.
Yeah, I think someone should smother him to heaven.
Yeah.
In his sleep.
Okay.
That's sad.
Did you
no, it's fine. That's not a real place.
Did you guys know about the footballs? That was something in my notes that I took. I guess, you know how they all have their own footballs?
Yeah.
You can have them as deflated as you want.
Right. There's, yeah, it's your choice how deflated your footballs are.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which I thought was crazy. It was one of the games last weekend. They were like, one of the announcers or one of the sideline interviewees was like, check out the ball, and they like squished the ball, and they're like, this has no air in it.
Well, why did that ever matter?
Ask the NFL.
Because there's rules in the NFL.
Yeah.
Because there's rules.
I think if everyone can do it, why not, you know?
I agree. But then, yeah. Then there still has to be some, like, threshold, right?
I think a little deflated shouldn't be a big deal.
No.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it either. So then it leads me to think maybe in like 4 years we'll get like a 46-year-old, 47-year-old Tom Brady coming to the league. Just loving them footballs.
Maybe it's the next what's the 3-on-3 or
the big three?
The big three. Maybe it's the next big three where you just have all these aged quarterbacks and stuff come in.
Yeah. And they're just 3-on-3 on the football field.
Ooh, that'd be fun. Oh, so let me ask you, would you rather go to one of the XFL games or go watch an arena football game?
Oh, I thought you were going to say or go watch the big three because the arena football doesn't exist anymore.
Well, no, but there's the indoor football league.
Is there?
I thought that was still a thing.
The Spokane Shock are back, actually.
What?
Ooh. Yeah, it actually just happened.
They nasty. That's awesome.
Yeah, I actually
– nasty.
I think they play in Spokane Arena even.
I like that. I would still probably rather go watch an XFL game. It seems fun to me, especially if it was in St. Louis. If it was in Seattle, I'd rather. If you said go to Seattle and watch the Dragons, or go to Spokane and watch the Shock, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to Spokane.
Oh yeah, yeah,
and warm.
Yeah, and you're near.
So what if it's St. Louis playing against the Dragons?
Well, then let's go to fucking Seattle, baby. We got to hawk up. That's what we call it.
Yeah, we have since the beginning.
Boys got to go. We gotta hawk up.
I think American Dad did a really funny bit about indoor football or arena football, and it was like, you don't like the team? They're the best team in the league, and they're 4 wins and like 7 losses. They have the best record in the league.
Which doesn't even like make sense. No. Someone's got to be getting the wins.
Yeah. Well, that, I mean, depending on how many teams, like if there's I don't know how to do the math there, but I mean, it's possible if there's a lot of teams.
700 teams.
If there was a lot of teams.
Yeah.
Yeah. If there was a lot of teams, which there's not, there's like 12.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know.
I would rather watch the big three over the XFL.
Oh, for sure. Me too.
They're filling up stadiums.
Is that the basketball, old basketball players?
Yeah, it's the Ice Cube League.
It's still going though, right? It is still a thing.
Yeah, I think we'll have season three this year.
Yeah, the Killer Threes.
The Killer Threes. Also, yeah, they have cool team names. They have cooler team names.
I love the team names because it was like they're like, all right, we need to name teams. Should we have a cool African-American come in and name all these teams? And they're like, no, let's get a bunch of dads to come in and name every single one of these teams. And they're like, are you sure? And they're like, yes, the whitest dad. He has to be wearing New Balances. And
yeah, white New Balances, not the cool ones that sponsor Kawhi.
White New Balances with long white crew socks and shorts. Khaki shorts.
Yes.
Name all the teams.
If you don't know the name, Sean, well, I'll just spit off of a couple of them.
Yeah, please.
We have the Killer Threes. We have the Ball Hogs, who have the coolest logo ever. It's a green pig holding a basketball. Wearing a jersey and a headband. The Ghost Ballers, which is also a ghost holding a basketball with a headband. The Aliens, no pun at all, just we're the aliens. The Triplets.
Ooh.
And the three-headed monsters.
Yeah. Also, in case you missed that, Sean, because you can't see a picture, but the Killer Threes is a pun for the Killer Bees.
Oh, what? Okay, sure.
Uh-huh.
How would you know that? Well, you have to see the logo, right?
Yeah, if you're a blind person, you haven't gotten the joke.
Yeah, okay, well, good. I'm glad that you filled me in, because I heard that name, and I was like, okay, I'm going to look it up right now.
Oh, here, I got one better for you. We can do this.
We screen share.
We're going to screen share this.
You can.
Well, I need to make it to where you can as well.
Okay. I am looking at them, but I can't. Yeah, share them as well.
Yeah, the Ball Hogs is the best one.
I don't know, man. The Aliens is pretty just straightforward, and I like how the top of the head's a basketball.
I didn't even notice that. Oh, that's so good.
Oh, my internet's working a little slow.
I guess I could get into this.
Yeah, it is fun.
It's got a lot of people I like. Like, I'm a huge Captain Jack guy. Like, Steven Jackson's always been my boy. I think they just did a better job of getting people where, like, I'd still want to see that guy play basketball. And it's been working.
Yeah.
I don't.
There you go.
Yeah, founded in 2017. I don't see anything about it being canceled.
There you go. This is what we're going to love about Zoom. By the way, this show is brought to you by Zoom.us. We're using it for podcasting. How cool is that? So here's the logo for the Killer Threes.
There's Captain Jack right there in the middle. There's my baby, Captain Jack, and Chauncey. And Chauncey, baby.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, that Killer's Threes, I do not like this. I don't like it.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite jersey in the game.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's so clean. Yellow and black.
No, go down to the alien with the basketball head. It's on the left.
Alien. Keep
going right
this
there.
One? Oh, yeah.
Look at that. The basketball.
That's pretty cool.
And they're not trying to put on some pun. They're just aliens.
They're just aliens. And okay, I like it.
We're getting into some different pictures there though. That was good.
now we're just looking at other stuff, and that's kind of nice.
I know that we could start a whole new show where it's just three guys looking at the internet.
I saw a killer well at some point down there.
Is this Google Images? Oh, well, okay. Maybe we could turn the filter off for the nudie stuff. God
damn it. Were you able to record this?
Oh, you already know.
You were, though.
I was, though.
Even though I didn't give you permission, it still let you do it. That's good.
Listen, I can do whatever I want.
And just in case if you have to be a co-host to share screen, I made it to where you're all co-hosts now. I just have to remember to do that on every single one. A little behind the scenes, everybody. No big deal. No big whoop.
No big deal. We just let you in, and who else is giving you this kind of access? Am I right?
And what we want you guys to feel like you're a part of it.
And you are.
But you're not.
you can be a part of it soon if you play – if you do our bracket challenge, our tournament challenge, which we will be bringing back.
That was fun. All of our challenges are fun. The pigskin pick'em's fun. The bracket challenge is fun. You didn't do it this year, but the playoff challenge was fun. So that was a good time. I won. So it was great.
I will do it again. I will do it again.
You won. Yeah, you won.
It was just a good way for me to – it was just a good way for me to – yeah.
I just realized that I shouldn't even have played any players the first week.
Just get that multiplier, baby.
Well, that's what I was. I didn't think. I didn't know.
That's why you come back year two and you're good to go.
You don't play anybody from Wild Card Weekend. That's what you don't do.
No, because no one from Wild Card Weekend statistically ever makes the Super Bowl anymore. Well, it used to be someone from Wild Card Weekend always made it.
Why didn't you tell me?
I thought I did.
Yeah, for the last how long has it been now since the Wild Card teams are in a bit of a dry spell here?
I think it's I want to say it's been like 6 years.
Yeah, who was the last Wild Card team to make the Super Bowl?
I don't know. We can probably go to the internet.
I'm Googling it right now.
Is this a segue into the NFL?
Maybe.
Yeah, that was our 5 seconds on college basketball. And next.
There's not much right now. I am watching Duke and
talking about March Madness. So.
I am watching Duke and North Carolina right now.
Okay.
The Eagles.
I got hot and then I got cold.
Duke is not good this year. Not as good.
No, Duke, North Carolina. The ACC in general to me is just down.
Yeah.
But it's been only Big 12 for me this year so far. Baylor, Kansas, they've been the cream of the crop. Obviously, Gonzaga's regular season good. I don't care what people say. You'll never convince me that they're a team that's going to be like the team going into the tournament. And I will not be swayed.
No. And Coach K was a little salty the other day.
He was salty?
He was salty about being not very good the other day.
What did he say?
I don't watch.
I'm looking for it.
I don't watch much college b-ball. But I did see some coach freak out, and it was he was mad. But I don't know if it's the same coach.
No, I don't know. The funniest one this year was when Roy Williams for North Carolina was just like, yeah, we're not good. Probably the worst team I've ever coached here. I was like, that's got to be harsh to be a player on that team. But those two teams are actually playing right now, North Carolina and Duke. And, yeah, I haven't seen North Carolina be this bad maybe ever. Or at least since the Roy Williams era started. But they just play Duke well. Like, that's the thing is when North Carolina plays Duke, that game earlier this season was a nail-biter. It came down to that overtime final shot. West Virginia beating Baylor, that's good for West Virginia. They were slumping pretty hard over the last month. They were a ranked team. At one point, even a top 10 team, and they've completely fallen off the map. So they bounced back by beating the number 4 team in the country. That just shows the Big 12 is pretty nasty top to bottom. I don't know. Yeah, I never heard anything about the Coach K situation, but
I'm pulling it up.
I'm sure he was just like, yeah, we could be better. They're still 12 in the country. They only have 6 losses. Like, they'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up.
There has been some teams that have underachieved this year, obviously North Carolina, Duke being 2 of them, but Oregon's another. They've been a top 5 team at certain points, and now they're as low as 13. This is a weird year. We have Dayton is number 3, all right? Mm-hmm. Like, Gonzaga and Dayton our top 4 teams.
All right, here's the
Baylor closing out the regular season at West Virginia. Baylor 2-2 since starting 24-1, being ranked number 1 for 5 weeks. Davion Mitchell to Matthew Mayer. Baylor up 9. 9-0 run to start the game. Just a few minutes later, Emmett Matthew Jr., top of the key. 9-0 run for West Virginia.
I wanted to watch that video. I didn't want to watch this whole thing.
McNeil contested 3. Mountaineers up by 8.
Oh, you wanted to watch the entire 2-minute West Virginia trailer or recap? That's great.
Yeah.
Huge fan. If my mom was watching, obviously go Mountaineers.
Got a win at Iowa State earlier this week, so gets back-to-back with UB, heading sure thing to be a
turn. Yeah, this did not go the way you expected.
How much do you want to bet that it does not do it?
Point favorite, Kenny White.
I have a distinct
in this one. West bench.
Fuck you, CBS. And then an ad. Okay.
What's the legality of us streaming something from CBS? Do we know?
Well, we don't make money.
They can come after me.
You're right.
We're not monetized.
We're gonna be.
We're gonna be because we're gonna start. We are going to. I have been thinking this over, and I want to talk to you guys about it eventually. But I'm thinking eventually we open a Patreon.
Yeah, I think we do. I'll put D-Picks on there.
Ooh! If you get a membership, you get some home run jack off.
Heck, I might throw some seed money in there to look at that tasty hog.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. A D-Pick could mean it.
He meant dinosaur picks.
No, well, I'm building a new deck, so it could be a pictures of my deck.
Are you building a deck though, for real?
I've heard he has a huge deck. It's a super nice deck.
God, I love this show.
This video sponsored by Rolling Rock
and Coors Light.
And
Belching Beaver.
That I purchased.
The better Beaver.
I purchased it. They didn't give it to me.
Same here.
You guys have Walgreens. You guys obviously have Walgreens, right?
Brought to you by Walgreens.
$4.99 for a six pack.
I want to start a show. I want to start a podcast where the whole show is me talking about Casper mattresses or AdamandEve.com, and then I have like 1 minute of just something that's different in between. Like, but it's like, Casper mattresses are so comfortable. Or like, AdamandEve.com, the best place for you to find dildos and whatever. You know, and then the 30-minute episode.
About how to manage your finances.
Yeah. And then at the very end of the video, it'll be like, so anyway, what you should do is the debt snowball. And be like, this show is brought to you by AdamandEve.com.
Yeah, it's like yeah, no. Have you listened to Derek's podcast? His financial wellness tips are great. You have to get through a lot of smut first, though.
He really likes AdamandEve.com. Yeah. A really good way to save your money is to not buy stuff from AdamandEve.com.
Anyways, let's talk about AdamandEve.com.
You would love what they have.
They have mounds and mounds and mounds of lube.
I've never been to AdamandEve.com, but I'm going to right now.
Never heard of it. I actually don't know what it is, so go on.
I'm pretty sure it's like,
oh,
is it good?
Can't share this on the
It went straight to it, huh?
Oh, it's straight on the front page,
bud. Well, we could do
it. Straight on the front page, bud.
we'll eventually share it on a more private on OnlyFans.com. Also, have you heard of OnlyFans.com? Best place to find.
Well, OnlyFans, tell me about it. You found some pretty. There's some pretty affordable content on there, right?
So good.
So at one point in time, this used to be a sports program.
I did. But now it's about AdamandEve.com.
Oh wow! I just saw your picture, Sean. Beautiful.
That's what exactly.
This is going to turn into an hour-long episode of me just apologizing to my mother, so that's great.
Oh, God, I love this show. All right. So
I like to imagine she's actually just like, this is rich.
I think this is one of the more interesting seasons for college basketball because some of those teams are in the top.
Well, it is. I haven't talked to this many people about how excited so many people are for the tournament. Because last year it was just like, hope Zion's healthy. Can't wait to watch Duke play and run through everybody. Now it's like, we don't know who's going to win on a night-in, night-out basis. Like, any of these number one or number two seeds could get swept or taken out in the first or second round.
Yep. And, man, I'm excited to hear all of the analysts, you know, when they start seeding these teams, you know. Because the analysts – I don't know what they're going to say this year. I'm genuinely intrigued in what they're going to say. Because I don't know. I can't make heads or tails of the rankings. It's way different than it has been, which I like.
Right.
I think it's going to be cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's there's no time period where someone is safe in the top five. So I think today we saw it with Baylor, not a top five, but a top 10 team. Louisville just lost to 22 Virginia. This is where Virginia just starts to slap people in the mouth. because they're a defensive team. They're like, yeah, we're gonna, if we hold you to less than 60 points, less than 55 points, we're probably gonna win the game. And they held Louisville to 54 today.
And did North Carolina, they lost the first time they played Duke, right?
Barely. It was that overtime game. It was a really game to watch. But yeah, they're 13-17, and they're still gonna play Duke hard. Like, they might not play any other game well the whole rest of the year, but they'll play Duke hard.
Yeah, Duke is their March Madness. That's what matters.
Yeah, it probably would have been nice for them to win it twice, but yeah, that's not possible now. I mean, but if they get one of the two and they have a bad year, which they are having a terrible year, and they can at least say they beat Duke one of the two times they played them, yeah.
I wonder how much trouble I would get into for just streaming a game while we talked.
Not too much, right?
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I'm watching the XFL game on YouTube.
Right, so it's basically just free.
Well, yeah, because on YouTube TV, I actually tried just now clicking on it, and it's blacked out for this area.
I'm not even on YouTube TV. It's someone
just YouTube
illegally.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's Booty Bay. No, wait, no, that's not it. I don't know who streams it. Not Booty.
Booty Bay streams sports, huh?
Booty Bay is a place in World of Warcraft. So,
you woke up in the middle of the night. You're like, Booty Bay!
Booty Bay! I have nightmares about Booty Bay, but that's for another day.
Well, that's part of our all-new network of gaming TV podcasts. We're going to have a network of gaming podcasts. We're going to have a podcast where we just show people the internet.
I'm really excited for that. Hey, have you guys heard about this fancy new tool called the internet? Yeah. You're probably on it right now, and you didn't even know.
We can start a show where all we do is we watch old Vine compilation videos on YouTube.
Oh my God, yes. And we react to them. I love that.
Yeah.
I've never seen a Vine.
What?
Actually, I've seen one. I saw the one that's like, look at all them chickens.
Oh, that's just adorable. My favorite.
It's funny. It brought the curmudgeon out in me.
My favorite Vine. Hi, this is a sports show. My favorite Vine is the guy who's like, in all female Ghostbusters cast, the feminists are taking over. And then the music starts and he's like, I'm an adult virgin.
Yeah, I've never seen it because once again, I've never been on the Vine.
I used Vine. It was fun.
Is that like TikTok, but for old people?
Well, it's the original TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah, you're actually right. You're spot on. I think Vine kind of die because of Instagram. Instagram doing the same thing where you can do the videos and stuff.
Yeah, but I also think, what, didn't Twitter buy Vine, and then that was just like the downfall of it?
Well, that, and I think like Snapchat came out too.
Oh, Snapchat.
But the way you got to, like, do your edits and stuff is completely different on there, right?
Like, it is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there was some production value on there, which is why now TikTok's working, because there's some production value there.
Oh, boy, but there's some really cringy videos.
I literally follow a guy on Instagram to watch the cringe videos that he finds.
Yeah. Yeah. My wife watches a few videos of people talking about cringe videos from TikTok. Also, she watches TikTok.
I
don't generational thing.
I don't know how to watch TikTok.
I don't get sucked in. I have a friend who will do it for like 45 minutes a day, and that's how long are the videos? 15 seconds?
Yeah.
45 minutes a day?
Yeah.
You do the math, but that's too many awful shitty videos.
Who's making these?
Kids. The reason why I'm so glad that they don't exist that it didn't exist. Here's what I know about myself from high school. I know that if TikTok would have existed when I was in high school, I would have made some really cringy TikToks. And I'm really grateful that never happened.
Well, TikTok exists now, and I wish you would make really cringy videos.
Oh, I can't now. I can't.
Good.
Follow your heart. Listen to your heart.
I think me and Sean are going to start a TikTok channel.
Well, I love the idea.
Is that what it's called? Is it a channel? Is it a page?
Is it a thread? There's an app.
Well, I know it's an app. I have the app. I just don't know what you call like your page.
I don't know that either. Do you guys want to talk more sports?
Or any sports? Are we even going to get around to it?
Yeah, well, I was going to talk about a fake sport, if you don't mind. If you will indulge me.
We always do. We indulge you regardless.
Literally every time I do it, so I love it. But I want to bring back a little bit that we had of last year when we were doing the show. Rondo Watch.
I don't recall you guys doing that.
It was like Panda Watch, but it was Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey.
It wasn't last year. We did it when I lived there. We used to do it at the end of every. 2 years ago. We used to do it at like the end of every Wednesday LC show.
That's right, Ronda Watch. Recently, Cain Velasquez was at the headquarters. I believe that's in Connecticut, at WWE headquarters. And while he was there, he took a selfie or had somebody take a picture of him and Ronda Rousey together. So for some reason, Ronda Rousey was at WWE headquarters. She didn't look pregnant. I don't know if she's had a kid. I knew that that was like a thing.
Doesn't seem like enough time for that to have been a thing.
Maybe she had an abortion or a miscarriage.
Maybe. From wrestling.
It was due to a goddamn power bomb.
It's a power bomb. She, I don't know. I don't know if it says anything, you know, if she wants to come back, if she wants to do anything. But WrestleMania is around the corner. I have read some stuff online that one of the main events was supposed to be Becky Lynch and this Shayna Baszler. And I think the WWE brass are having a hard time getting behind Shayna Baszler as a main event. Although I don't really know why. She is super scary. I don't know if you've seen her or not.
Who is she?
Have you seen Shayna Baszler?
No, I have not. Cause she didn't. Oh yeah, she came out during what is it called? It was the one that me and you were like texting the whole time during Royal Rumble.
Yeah,
I saw her during Royal Rumble.
She is terrifying.
Ew, yeah, she's a scary.
I hate her.
She's spooky.
So not to be rude, but she's not very good looking.
I thought it was The Undertaker for a second.
And I think she's really capitalizing on that in the WWE world.
Yeah. You don't have to be a model to be a WWE woman's superstar.
I mean, Shayna Baszler was a cage fighter. She used to do MMA. Was in the UFC for a stint.
Well, I think she was one of the, if I remember correctly, when Ronda first came to visit. You remember when Ronda, before she started wrestling, she was in the stands as a fan a few times.
Oh, well, she was on the Ultimate Fighter.
Right.
Okay. I'm looking at a picture right now.
So the reason why I bring that up is when Ronda came in as a fan and was like just there to watch shows, and they did have her like have little interactions with people, like kind of alluding to the fact that she was going to be on the show. Yeah. Her and three other UFC fighters they did like their four horsewoman thing.
Right.
And at the same time, that's when Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch and I can't remember a couple other ones, they were doing like this four horsewoman thing. And they had kind of alluded to like a four horsewoman versus four horsewoman type of deal.
Yeah.
But I think the two friends that are with Shayna Baszler, and I think they're in developmental right now too, I think they're still a little green, like they're not ready. Shayna Baszler is ready. She's been the NXT champion. I think she trains, you know, she trains as much as you need to train to do that job. So, I mean, we might see that four horsewoman thing in the future. Maybe that's what they're alluding at. Maybe, you know, maybe Ronda comes out of WrestleMania and helps Shayna Baszler win against Becky, you know, because Becky Lynch has been the champion for like the last year, since last WrestleMania. You know, maybe they screw over somehow, and you know, then that sets up the four horsewoman thing for like the next, you know, the next season, I guess. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of stuff you could do with it, a lot of speculation. I think I just thought it was interesting to see Ronda Rousey there.
Yeah, so pretty interesting. As far as Shayna Baszler goes, is I actually remember she, so yeah, she wasn't the Ultimate Fighter, but she also made the UFC for two fights, and they kind of like fed her to the wolves because she wasn't great at the time, but they immediately gave her to Betch Kohea. Betch Kohea knocked her the fuck out and then got a fight with Ronda Rousey, and then she took some time off, and then she came back and got head kicked, knocked out by Amanda Nunes, who is the champ now. She's the 135 and 145 pound champion. So she actually had a pretty promising start to her career, and then I think it ultimately ended with four straight, her three knockouts and one submission. So she got her butt whooped in her like four big fights, and then she was probably like, I should probably go pursue a different career.
Well, and that's where I think even just having Ronda Rousey at WWE headquarters, it's like a way of keeping her, you know, one foot in, because she's got a ton of money. She doesn't need to do anything. But if she could keep a foot in, and, you know, every once in a while, if she, let's say she needs a couple million dollars.
Why not?
She comes out of her, whatever she's doing, her sabbatical. She wrestles a few matches, put some other talent over, which she's obviously not opposed to doing. She put over Becky Lynch at WrestleMania. Like, she's not opposed to doing that. She's not opposed to playing a heel or a face. I actually liked her a little more as a heel. It seemed a little more natural, although her social media game is trash. She is so bad. She needs to stay off there.
I've learned that most former or current MMA fighters, besides for obviously the man, the myth, the legend, the guy who will be retaining his belt tonight, Israel Adesanya, everyone else is pretty bad on Twitter. Like, if they're coming from like a true fighting background where what they like to do for fun is beat up other humans in real life, they're probably not the best wordsmith in the world.
No, I mean, that's why they're not wordsmiths, is because they answer questions with their fists and feet. Right. Also, is the stuff tonight worth talking about at the end of the show? Do you want to
get absolutely picks? It's the biggest fight of the year so far.
Okay, so we will do that.
Okay.
We will circle right around to that.
Oh, okay.
And maybe when you do that, you could do a share. I think it would be really nice is you should do a share screen on, you know, on the card. Try to find something that has the card.
Oh, I mean, everything has the card. I'll pop off for you guys, because I do think it's actually a pretty solid top-to-bottom main event card. Pay-per-view card, not just.
Let's make this a little more let's start trying to make the show a little more engaging for the watchers, though, and let's start using that share screen a little more. I already had one failed attempt, but I had one good one. I'm 1-1.
Yeah. For sure. You're I got nothing.
Do you smell burning toast?
Yeah, I'm dying. Is this UFC 248?
Damn, is it?
I'm asking. Yeah,
it's 248. It's 248. Adesanya Romero, which is an interesting fight because it's like Romero lost his last two, but he's an absolute monster of a man, like so, like God chiseled muscles on top of his muscles, and then killed himself because he was scared of what he created. It's just he doesn't make any sense. He's a Cuban, and his name actually translated to Soldier of God, which is his fighting nickname. And he, after one fight that he won a few years back, I think it was the one he knocked out Lyoto Machida, which is kind of how he, like, that was like coming out party. He basically was like, nice. Gay people shouldn't exist. And everyone was like, what the fuck did he just say? Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he thought it was his mission from God to cure the gays. That didn't go over super well. Or maybe it did. I don't know who watches MMA. Could have went over great. It didn't seem like it went over well. But anyways, Israel Adesanya, who is the champ, who is the absolute man with all the Dragon Ball Z references that he does, he basically said he wants Romero anyways. He knows that Romero probably got gypped from his last two losses, and he probably won both of those. So he's saying, I know who the best challenger for me is. It's this dude. He's 42 already. Like, I'm probably not going to get another chance to fight him. So, like, cue him up. And I think it just shows that Adesanya is at a place in his career already where he's so likable and so dominant that if he wants to call out a guy, they're just going to say, yeah, we don't care if the guy you're calling out has two losses. If you want to fight him, you can. Like, we didn't even see that with Connor. I don't think Connor could have called out a dude with two losses in a row and gave it to him.
McGregor.
From McLeod. The next
Although I do believe we will be getting a McGregor fight announcement, though, in the next week or so. So that's
against who?
Who is that really dumb? Okay, hold on. I'll tell you. I know this, and I'm spacing, and I shouldn't be spacing.
Are we just going to talk about UFC now?
Let's just talk about it now. We're already there.
Will you pull up when you do your picks though? Will you please pull up a like some?
Yeah, we'll circle back to the picks later, but I'll just kind of give some lowdown for now. I don't know why I had to check that. Justin Gaethje. Justin Gaethje is probably who he's going to be fighting. I think some people thought maybe we'd somehow get like a Nate Diaz trilogy fight, but I think Justin Gaethje is basically saying, "Hey, if Conor wants to come back before getting a chance at Khabib, if Khabib wins his next, he's saying instead, like, you got to go through Justin Gaethje, and I think that's accurate. Unless Conor McGregor just wants to sit out for five more months and wait for Khabib to either win or lose his belt, because if he waits, he'll get that fight, but I don't think he wants to wait. I think he wants to get back out there and fight again and promote his whiskey, because I think that's ultimately what it comes down to.
I need to review that whiskey.
I was just going to tell you, it was really hard to get your hands on right when it came out. Like I know that like most of the liquor stores around here were constantly sold out from it. And I heard it wasn't very good, but it was just like the name and I don't know. He obviously did a good job marketing it. Cause if it's not very good and people are still buying it like crazy. But maybe it is good. And maybe people, you know how people are sometimes, they just don't want to like things that Conor McGregor makes, but they'll still go out and buy them. So, it's probably pretty easy to find now. You should go get it.
Well, I want to do that, and I also want to do Ryan Reynolds. Gin.
Aviation. I've had quite a bit of aviation in my life.
I'm on a gin thing right now.
It's no Hendrix.
I'm drinking Burnett.
A better way. I drink Hendrix exclusively.
Is it cheap? Not cheap.
Hendrix. No, it's like $32 a fifth.
You live the high life.
Right. Sometimes I don't know what to do with all the coin, so
I just buy expensive gin.
Yeah, today I was looking at $150 rings that had sailor emblems on them, just because I want the drip. I want a ring for every finger.
Here's the thing: is if you buy rings with little boats on them, you got to get us all one.
Mm. Yeah, but they're like $150 a piece, and I want at least 8 of them for myself.
Well.
You want an infinity gauntlet.
You buy 3
to start with
for all of us. Mm-hmm. And then you just buy one every month for 9 months.
And all the track suits that I own are not cheap. I'll say that. But no, I think you should try proper number 12. And I would like, if you try it, you should zoom me in and I'll join that.
Okay.
I'll buy a bottle as well.
We can do that.
Mm. And I think that's the move. But so I think it'll be Justin Gaethje versus Conor McGregor next, because I don't think Conor's going to want to wait. If he does wait, I hope Tony Ferguson beats Khabib, because I would rather see – I don't want to see Khabib versus Conor again. I think it goes the exact same way a second time. I think Khabib just holds him down and beats him up, which is what he does with everybody. I think Ferguson versus Conor on the feet would be the most exciting fight of probably the last few years, in my opinion, as far as how well it would do. I don't know if it's like truly the two best people in the world going after each other, but it'd be the most exciting.
I like McGregor.
You're a fan?
Yep.
A lot of people like him.
It's only because he's Irish.
And that's why. That's why people like him. Because everyone in some way is Irish in some way.
I am also a little Irish, I would say. And I don't like him.
A smidgen. You're a smidgen.
A little bit. I'm more of a Scotsman myself.
What don't you like about him? Because it's the same thing that people like about him, right?
It is, yeah. I don't like he's a loud mouth. I also don't like some of the stuff about he does. Not even just on camera, just some of the stuff in his personal life. I think he's a bit of a domestic abuser, and I think he's gotten in trouble for stuff like that, if I do recall.
Well, yeah, or just getting caught punching that old dude.
That was hilarious. I don't even care.
But like, from what you can see in the video, because there's no audio, obviously, he punches the old dude because the old dude wouldn't have a drink with him. Like, he bought everyone that was sitting at the bar a drink, and then the old dude didn't want to have it with him. And he's like, basically, you don't want to have a drink with me, and then just punches him in the face.
Yeah. That's fair, I guess.
A little rational.
Sometimes
you get punched in the face.
I got headbutted for wearing a purple sweater at a burrito place once, so I get it. The dude called me a fag, and then he headbutted me because I was wearing a purple sweater. So
you actually have some firsthand UFC experience. So really, yeah, we should be coming to you.
I can take a headbutt if that's what you mean.
Oh, I couldn't. I would wilt. I instantly.
Zach, how much money would it take for you to get into the octagon with Conor McGregor?
Would it even be like, how fast do you think you'd get taken down?
Taken down? Conor McGregor would definitely not even try to take me down. He would just know he could knock me out easily. And out of all the people we've ever had this discussion with, that's the one I want, because I know he would be swift with it. Yeah. Like, I know I would barely feel it. It would be like lights out. Because, I mean, the dude is Conor McGregor for a reason. He has knockout one-punch power. That's his, like, signature, you know.
So here's my question. If I go into the ring with him,
I'd take an overhand right from Conor McGregor for, I don't know, like $9,000.
Okay. So here's my question to put in there. When you go into the ring in the UFC, do you don't pay for your own medical stuff though, right? Like do they pay?
They used to not. They do now.
So it used to be out of your purse.
Yes.
Like, okay. So if with that said, with them paying for it, I'd say a cool, I'd say enough to pay my student loan. Like that would be my, you pay my student loan off, I'll let you punch me in the fucking face in the octagon.
Do you think he would dance around and toy with you guys a bit though?
Are you saying that he might be like a cat and like we're like a mouse?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's
so. So that has to be a two-part question. Is A, does he toy around with you like a cat and mouse? And B, how long do I last in the ring without crying?
Does he try to knock you out, or does he try to break you as a human? So really awesome fight that people don't like, actually. People got really mad at him for it. Dana White got pissed about it. But there's an old Anderson Silva fight where he fought Damian Maia in Brazil. It was very humid. I think they decided to do it outside, so they both got really sweaty really fast. Okay. Damian Maia is a known grappler, as in if he can't grab a hold of you and get you to the ground, there is not a fight because he cannot punch and he cannot kick. And they put him against Anderson Silva, who at the time you couldn't take him down, and all he does is have the best Muay Thai in the world and knock people out. And so Anderson Silva was literally like playing air guitar and dancing around Damian Maia and was mocking him every time he tried to take him down, to the point Damian Maia was crawling at him trying to get a hold of one of his legs to pull him to the ground, and he just kept slipping out and like kind of kicking at him. And it's embarrassing to watch. And honestly, he does it for way too long instead of just taking Damian Maia out. And everyone hated it. And if you go back and watch it now, it's actually pretty funny.
I love Silva.
And I think when the Silva generation ended, I think we actually lost a lot of people. So yes, Ronda and Conor are known for bringing it to the mainstream, but Silva is the one who got that, like the cult following, right? Like,
that's why I hate UFC, is because if someone doesn't get knocked out, I don't care. I don't want to watch it. I don't like wrestling. If I want to watch wrestling, I'll go watch wrestling.
Well, if you want to watch that, that's why tonight's card is perfect, because it's Israel Adesanya versus Yoel Romero, and all those two do is knock people out.
Oh, it'll be a fist fight.
So as you may not know this, but Israel Adesanya, who is fighting tonight, who is the champion, he is, they call him this generation's Anderson Silva. They actually, when Anderson Silva just turned 42, put them against each other, and they fought each other, and Israel didn't knock him out, and you can tell it was like a respect thing, but they went the distance against each other, and it was kind of nice. It was kind of nice to see, like, a passing of the torch that way. You don't see that in MMA a lot. You see it in, like, wrestling, right? Because, like, it's all gimmicks, so they set it up that way. But, like, they set this up, like, because that's the fight Israel wanted, and it actually just kind of happened that way. Like, there's a risk in choosing not to knock Anderson Silva out, even at 42, and it's that he might knock you out. So it was an interesting fight. It was it kind of was a game of cat and mouse, but they were both playing it. 42, yeah. Though, for Yoel, who's also 42 now, is not the same 42, because that dude probably eats chickens that he murdered 30 seconds before.
That guy looks scary, and all I can see is his – so I Googled the card.
Yeah.
And all I can see is this little tiny circle picture, and he
Well, just, you know, just Google, and I'll actually put his whole name into Google and see what pops up.
Well, I don't want him, man. He looks terrifying.
He, yeah. They don't make a lot of brick houses like that in MMA, because they actually say that to oxygenate all of that muscle is hard to do, which is why you see people like Israel and Anderson Silva actually be more successful, guys that aren't just stacked. But with Yoel, it just doesn't matter. The dude's just a straight up beef castle.
Ooh, beef castle. That's an awesome.
He kind of was, which is also why this fight's pretty awesome, because Adesanya is a big Dragon Ball Z fan. Well, he's a big anime fan in general. And Yoel Romero kind of looks like he would have worked for Vegeta. So, yeah,
he looks like one of his buddies.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's perfect. Like,
is he over 9,000?
He's borderline Ginyu for us up in this bitch.
I bet he can't get above 9.
Yeah.
None of Vegeta's cronies were.
Yeah, the Ginyu forces, none of them were Super Saiyans.
They were all trash.
Yeah, they ate butt. But not the good kind.
Yeah, but not the kind that, yeah.
Not the kind that the cool kids eat.
Yeah. The cool kids. Yeah.
And I've never watched a lot of UFC fights, but I've seen some pay-per-views. I watched Silva break his leg in half.
Yeah, against Weidman.
Oh, God.
Like a rubber band, man. It just snapped around.
And it was the saddest thing.
Yeah.
Because
a lot of people that loved it.
He came back. He didn't come back right away. Well, obviously, he didn't come back right away, but he was never the same.
No.
No, he was not. But
yeah, he really wasn't. And how could you be when that's what happens? But also, it's like, if that would have happened maybe earlier in his career, in like any sport, if you break something now, you come back better than before. It's like almost like, let's break this shit on purpose. Let's go. And
Julian Edelman, Jesus.
Right. You come back a cyborg human. So why would you not? Let's snap a bone or two. Let's get ready.
Speaking of coming back, Nurk is supposed to be back this month.
Nurkic is going to be back.
I think
we have one less team in the race now. I don't know. I've been paying close attention to my Spurs, obviously, and they seem pretty content now and just playing the young guys and taking losses if that's what happens. I don't know if they had like a behind the scenes conversation and said, "Hey, you guys okay with just not trying anymore?" Or not really. That's probably not what they said, but they said, "Let's get some of the guys in the G League moved up. Some of the rookies we drafted. Let's get them some run." So I think Portland, if anyone, is in the best position because, I mean, let's face it, the Pelicans have not been taking care of business. Like, everyone's like, oh, the Pelicans are coming, man. It's like, yeah. Are they?
Lakers beat them again.
Yeah. Lakers beat them twice in a week. They lost the Mavericks, which was me and you discussed it, Derek, before the show, but it was an awesome game. Luka,
a really good game.
Luka shined. As much as we want to give anoint Zion Williamson like the best rookie, whatever, best prospect, best young player, most exciting, sure, give me most exciting, I'll take that, but to tell me he's a better prospect as far as winning championships and being the best player in the league over someone like Luka or Jason Tatum is the best player under 23 in the league, like, easy, not even, there's no close second to him in my opinion.
And
but
then- isn't it going to be hard to say because Zion didn't even play the whole year?
I don't think it's hard to say because ultimately Zion Williamson doesn't shoot from the outside, and if you're not an outside player, you don't fit today's league. So he can get all the twos he wants, but it's not winning games because they're twos. Twos aren't – it's just – it doesn't work.
Which I love because I hate – I love the long game. I love threes. I hate watching dunk highlights. My nightmare. My nightmare.
See, it's one or the other. Some people are the opposite. You got the traditionalists that love dunk highlights, or they love a guy with a good post game. But the thing is, you can have a great post game, and it just doesn't translate to wins anymore, and all the rules are made for three-point shooting. So I just don't think we're going to see a lot of wins, or even if they make the playoffs, cool, but we're not going to see a lot of playoff wins from them. That's for sure. I know they beat the Heat. Was that the Heat yesterday?
Pelicans?
Yep, and the Grizzlies lost, and the Blazers lost. The Blazers lost to the Suns, which is shitty. But
the Grizzlies did end up beating the Lakers after we talked.
Yes, they did. The Grizzlies took it to the Lakers, I think it's because, I mean, pretty obvious, but LeBron cared way too much about shutting down the Zion hype train and not enough about shutting down the Ja Morant hype train, and maybe he should have been equally focused. Now the Grizzlies play the Hawks tonight, so that's probably a W. Portland has a must win at home against the Kings. It's getting really interesting. I think we can officially say the Spurs are out, so then it kind of just dwindles it down now to Grizzlies, who already got it, Blazers, and yeah, the Pelicans still, because I think the rest are out, in my opinion.
Okay.
I mean, the Kings could beat the Blazers tonight and then things change, but it's getting real close to the end of the season now. So
I do feel like it is nice to see the Kings making the comeback that they have made, though, because we did say last year they probably could be one of those teams to make that kind of transition into being a better team. So it does feel right seeing the Kings where they are, at least. Like, it feels rightful that they are where they're at.
Yeah, preseason we were talking about who's going to take that A spot now, because we knew Golden State was probably out, and this was even before the Curry injury. And so we thought Oklahoma City was going to be out as well. So we were trying to figure out who's going to take those spots, and the Kings were one of the teams we had there. And then we also said maybe the Pelicans. But one team that I did not give enough credit to was actually the Mavericks. Like, I guess I could see them turning it around, but to turn around as much as they have, they're truly a good team. I'm kind of surprised there.
That logo I popped up there was courtesy of Ward Falk from our Eduardo from Tombstone Poorly. He made that for us.
Oh, that made me laugh, except for that everything got turned yellow except for just my eyeballs, which is very weird. It's disturbing. I was disturbed.
I am going to talk to Bree about taking our original logo, though, and adding Sean in there.
I would love that.
Because I do love that logo. And then from there, I think, honestly, with the Patreon thing, we get a Patreon set up. I think one of the things we try to do is do some shirts. I think people need shirts. I need a shirt. I want a sports program shirt.
I love shirts.
You know what?
I wear always, all the time.
You know, I wear a shirt every day.
Almost.
Yeah, I do. I was talking about this with my wife today about how some people just hang out naked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can't do that. I get up, I shower, I'm clothed all day. I don't even usually take my shoes off when I'm in the house chilling. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta be just
fully... I have shoes on right now.
Yeah, me too. My Kobe's.
Oh, it's funny. Love them. I love those.
Yeah. Courtesy of my brother.
If I showed you my shoe right now, my leg would break off into my arm.
Well, aren't you standing as well?
I am standing. Yeah.
Can you even get like your toes up that high?
No. No. That's what I'm gonna have. I would. I'd be like that fat kid off Hook who like pulls his two legs up.
Oh, what's his? Oh God, what is his name?
I can't remember.
I will remember.
I just imagine. Spielberg was like, "Man, that kid's so fat. You know, it'd be cool if that fat kid would roll down like a cannonball. God, pull your fat legs up to your fat chest and roll down the hill."
I watched.
That's such a great scene.
I watched Hook this week.
Oh, really?
I watch. Oh, dude, it's my favorite movie.
Well, I figure with Home Run Jack.
Oh yeah, is that a giveaway?
A little bit.
Like if you look, can you see the VHS right here?
I can see it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I have great vision. Everyone knows that.
I bought it on Blu-ray as well.
Yeah, well, you probably don't do a lot of VHS anymore, huh?
I would if you would.
If I would, I'd watch it with you, brother.
Brother,
was his name Thudbutt? Was that really his name?
No.
There's a lost boy who's named Thudbutt.
Why don't you just Google the fat lost boy?
Well, because I'm on IMDb. I'm looking.
Yeah. If you don't Google things the most, like, his name was Thudbutt, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fat lost boy.
Yeah.
We were thinking, Steve, what kind of lost boy name do you want, Steve? And he's like, well, I was thinking something like Captain Falcon or something. And like, what about Thudbutt? Because you're so fat.
I can't believe.
Can I have a normal name like the rest of them? They all have pretty cool names. No, you're Thudbutt, you stupid fat bitch.
You're Thudbutt, you fat.
You got Pockets, Ace, Rufio. There's one that's named Don't Ask.
Oh, God.
Latch Boy, No.
Is there also, if there's one called Don't Ask, is there also one called Don't Tell?
I will hope so. No. There's Lost Boy. They didn't get
like, it's like, you can never get me off these island with all these Lost Boys.
There's an Ace.
Don't Tell.
Hold on, I found a description on the internet. Rashawn played Thudbutt in Hook and was most memorable, was one of the most memorable characters in Hook, using his giant butt to beat up pirates like it was going out of style.
Homeboy lost some weight. If you're looking at his IMDb pic,
I'm looking at what they all look like now. It's like there's a page that shows all of them today. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He became the leader of the Lost Boys after Rufio's death. I think we all remember that.
Oh, my goodness. He does become the leader.
I don't want to talk about it because it still hurts. But
great band, though, Rufio.
Oh,
great band.
Perhaps, I suppose.
Don't get me even started.
I want to, though.
this isn't a music podcast.
It could be. Could we start one?
Today, right now.
Right now, right here.
Stay tuned right after this episode for another episode of Emo Talk.
Pop Punk Talk.
Pop Punk Talk. Brought to you by Castle and Adam and Eve.
Casper Mattress.
Well, no, in Oregon there's like an Adam and Eve place, but it's called Castle instead. So.
Oh,
That's called my bedroom.
Yeah, it is, you nasty girl. Brah,
brah. Girl, you nasty.
Girl, I like you.
Thudbutt.
What?
Oh, good, dude.
It's good because of the way that it is.
Come on, Lost Boys. We got him on the run.
Cannonball. God, I love Share Screen. This is my favorite part of this new show.
You know what my favorite part is?
What's that?
I need to grab another beer.
Oh, that's right.
What were we talking about?
Hey, how much longer we got, guys, actually?
Well, he doesn't have to do anything for 2.5 hours, so you tell me.
Oh.
That's true.
I just didn't know what we had on the roster.
So what did we talk about?
We talked about wrestling, XFL, college basketball, NBA.
What do you think about? So.
We still got to do those picks for UFC. I want to end with that.
Okay. Well, here's a question I had.
Okay.
Who is the – because you're a Spurs guy.
Oh, yeah.
Who is the Spurs guy right now? Is there a guy?
Well, so since LaMarcus has been hurt, I thought DeRozan would really step up, but I don't know what's going on internally, but it seems like he's taking – substantially less shots, almost half of the shots he was taking beforehand, and it seems like what he's trying to do is get the ball in the hands of some of the younger players. So DeJounte Murray has been going off. It's not delivery, it's DeJounte.
Were you looking right at me? Okay, yeah, you are.
Yeah, it's not delivery, it's DeJounte. Yeah, I mean, he is the youngest player in NBA history to make first team all NBA defense.
I did get it. By the way, I did get a show note from my wife where she said she would like the, each of us to look at the camera a little more, if at least when we're introducing ourselves.
Yeah, we don't look at the camera a lot, huh?
Well, it's because my camera's over here.
No, right. And so mine's over here.
Why don't I just put this?
See, and that's what I was thinking about doing too, changing mine.
No, I can't change that.
I can change mine too.
Oh, well, I'm not God damn it. Give me a second. I'll change mine too.
Hello. How do you like sports?
Is this the what you wanted, Bree?
We got sports for you.
Is this something that you wanted?
Dude, this zit that's coming in is not.
I hated that.
My zit? You hated my zit? No,
that's great, man. You have a great zit.
Yes.
I hated that camera angle for me. It was.
Well, what about mine?
I love it. Keep it forever.
I don't know.
I just don't know if I should.
I'm going to sit naturally.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that about you.
Usually I don't sit naturally. There you go. There you go.
You like that?
There you go.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the program.
Wow. That actually looks really good.
Yeah, it does.
Welcome.
I'm Derek on TSPN. We got a home run Jack with us and a Quack Swan.
No, Dirk.
Dirk Cousins.
They call me Dirk Cousins. Always have.
This it's is not better.
It's not a new name.
This is episode 300.
Yeah.
Also, points to Bree for actually having a good show note. This actually is a little better.
It looks better. You look better. I don't know why you were doing what you did before.
Yeah.
I can't change because I look great.
Well, I don't know if – here's the thing is this is right in front of my computer monitor now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could probably at least like put this closer to directly facing me, but
that's there you go. Yours was way like yours was real like this.
Well, mine was off. Well, Zach, you've seen where I have it in the room.
I like mine already better. It adds a nice little contrast to my face, a little shadow.
You look beautiful.
I can just hold mine. You know,
oh, breaking news. My wife she went to a pet store and didn't walk out without any fish.
At least I didn't get the turtle.
Can I get a different breaking news? Can you bring me a couple more Coors Lights? Love you. Mean it. Good teamwork. Oh, I should have had Bree. When she brings me those beers, I'll show her. See, we'll get now that she's back. We can get firsthand
advice. Feedback. Hey, well, since you're getting a beer, I'm getting a beer.
Okay.
I'm not. Okay. I'm drinking water. I have to go to the store, so.
Hold on. Come in here real quick. This is the part of the show where we just completely break down into oblivion.
Yeah.
I changed my camera view, so it's right in front of me. Mm-hmm. And then he changed his camera view. We took your show notes. Seriously.
Thank you, Bree, for the show notes.
Do you think this is better?
Yeah, but did you listen to the show notes about the introducing yourselves?
Yeah, we did that.
Cool.
Yep, we did that. Introduced. Yep.
Cool. Well, we redid it.
We just also redid it once we fixed the camera.
Cool.
You like it?
Yeah, hi, I'm Zach Swan. Again, I'm searching. I'm not alone.
What are you searching for?
Love.
Oh,
that's not what I was going to say.
Grinder.
Oh, you know, okay. Grinder. Bumble.
I love you. I'm going to go take care of my
little grinder action.
I love you. Thank you. You're the best.
So here's the thing. Are you going to be
free null, everyone? Sorry.
Well, here, let's give a round of applause. There you go.
I don't like clapping on camera. I have these tiny hands.
So what you're saying is the Spurs need some work.
Yeah, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. DeJounte is obviously the future of the organization, along with Lonnie Walker. If you haven't got a chance to watch Lonnie Walker, every time he touches the ball, it's the most exciting thing you'll see in the NBA right now. So the dude was a hell of a steal, but he just plays a position that a lot of our veterans play, so it's hard to get him enough run. But
one hell of a model American.
The Spurs are really bad at playing young people. They usually don't even let you your first year get out of the G League, and if they do, it's rarely, and you'll play maybe 5 minutes a game. But next year we'll see a lot more Lonnie. We're going to see obviously even more DeJounte's coming off a torn ACL this year, so he'll be even better next year. LaMarcus and DeRozan might be all the way gone. Like, they, neither of them might be on the team anymore. So I hope LaMarcus.
Sorry, I was. But Derek's a real. Did you even see Zach?
Huh?
Did you even see what he was doing?
Yeah, I watched him pet it.
Oh, okay. But I just thought it was more funny than I think.
People ask me why I have it. People ask me why I have it on the frame. Because it's like, that's from Halloween. I'm like, no, that's my Peyton Manning statue.
Peyton Manning?
Yeah, we got a big old long horse face.
The football player.
Or John Elway.
Or
the other horse face. Or
either of the mascots for the Broncos.
Or Ric Flair's daughter.
Or Eli Manning's forehead.
Oh yeah. Eli Manning retired. We didn't even get to Charlotte talk about that.
Who cares?
Well, okay, so I'm sorry that I laughed at that so hard.
You're all right.
But I'm on my fourth beer.
Here's the thing with the Spurs. I think they're just fine. I think this is the one of the few franchises I would say is tanking anything. Because the young guys they have out there are still playing their damnedest. I just think they're just giving them play time. They know
they're just giving them play.
Pop knows they can't get into contention at this point. So why not have the young guys do some stuff? Let's build for the future at this point.
Right. It's officially time to ask DeRozan to intentionally take him to less shots and see what the other people can do.
Yeah.
So I think that's where we're at, especially with LaMarcus being hurt. There's no reason for DeRozan to just completely take over four quarters of a game anymore. He was trying to will them into the playoffs for a while, and it's not going to happen. No. But plenty of other awesome stuff going on in the NBA right now. Celtics have looked really good over the last couple months. Milwaukee starting to look unstoppable, though.
They lost last night, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah, I think the Lakers beat them last night, didn't they?
Oh, they did.
Because LeBron James was like, they came to our house and we had to defend it.
That sounds like LeBron. Yes, they did win that game. And I think the Lakers play again. Lakers play the Clippers tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Are the Clippers – the Clippers at this point, it's kind of theirs to lose, right?
I don't know. The Lakers are the one seed, man. But, yeah, the Clippers have a much deeper team. The Clippers are deeper than any other team in the NBA.
Deeper, and, like depth? Like they have more
– Oh, yeah. I mean, anytime you have Lou Williams coming off the bench who's, like, the
– Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Being Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. And the Lakers are 100% restricted to LeBron and Anthony.
Well.
100%. They don't, like, if LeBron's not in the game, they can't buy a bucket.
Without either of them, yes, they're – without – but, well, so you think if LeBron's out, there's no chance.
Agreed. Yeah, exactly.
Or vice versa.
Agreed. Yes. I think Kawhi can will the Clippers to a championship if Paul George drop dead tomorrow.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Do you say that because of what he did with the Raptors?
I say that because this team's just as deep as the Raptors were last year. Just as talented defensively. They're a good team.
I think that what's his name? Alex Caruso can get it done.
Caruso's a stud, but the guy's not going to create his own shot if LeBron James isn't on the team.
Dude, but I like him.
I like him, too.
But I like him, too.
I think the Lakers are probably the second or third best team in the league.
What?
Yeah.
Even though they're number one?
I don't think regular season record's going to matter at all when we get into the playoffs. Like, I like the Clippers more than the Bucks, and I like the Clippers more than the Lakers. But that's personal. That's personal opinion.
You think Clippers are going to go all the way?
I think Clippers go all the way.
Okay.
I think the Clippers get the championship. They lock it in. But who knows? Depth matters less in the playoffs because your starters play more minutes. The rotation gets smaller. That does benefit the Lakers, who are the number one defensive team in the league right now. But I think come playoff time, the Clippers will be the number one defensive team in the league.
And then, so what I mean, it's probably not possible. And if the Lakers do just flop completely somehow, I would love to see the Rockets do something. But I know it's not.
Frozen.
Right. We know who has a chance. Every year going into the playoffs, you kind of know who has a chance. Like, you also know who's just in the playoffs to get knocked out eventually, right?
And it's the Rockets.
Yeah, I feel like the Rockets, the Sixers, Utah, teams like that, Nuggets, they all seem like contenders at certain points during the regular season, but come playoff time, you're not like, oh, the Nuggets might win it all.
Which is sad. I wish you could get that comeback team, that random team that makes it. But
it's not like the NFL, at least the older NFL, where you're like, oh, yeah, team made the playoffs, it's winning the Super Bowl. You don't feel that way when your team's an 8 seed in the NBA. No. You're not like, oh, my team made the playoffs, we have a chance. No, you don't.
I mean, you don't.
Everyone knows you don't.
You can't even feel that way when they're the third or fourth seed.
Right. If this year in particular, if you're not Milwaukee, Boston, LA, or LA, no one thinks you have a chance.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what about the Raptors, though?
Everyone keeps talking about the Raptors, how they haven't really gone anywhere without Kawhi. Great regular season team, don't get me wrong. They're like the Heat to me. Or the Nuggets. They're a great regular season team. They're long. They play defense. They play hard every night. They're well coached. I don't see them making any noise at all in the playoffs. If there was a real true sleeper team, it would be if the 76ers got fully healthy. Okay. If there was a true sleeper team in the East.
I think it would be cool to see the Raptors get there. If for any reason they could get through the playoffs, it would be cool to see the Raptors at least get to the finals again.
I wouldn't like it because I just don't think they're a very exciting team to watch this year. But, I mean, it would be cool to see them make it back against Kawhi. Like, that's a good storyline.
That is a good story, yeah.
There are going to be some good storylines in the first round of the playoffs. Like, one great one would be if Portland makes it and they get fully healthy, like, can they do some damage, right? Another one is Oklahoma City versus LA in the first round. We're probably going to get to see the Thunder versus the Clippers, who made those trades back and forth in the summer, play each other in the very first round.
Honestly, at this point, for Blazers fans, can Portland get there, and if they're there, do they not get swept in the first?
If they get there, it means they're healthy, and if they're healthy, they don't get swept. If I were like the Lakers, I'd probably want to drop a couple games at the end of the year and intentionally not be the one seed if the Portland Trail Blazers are fully healthy.
I can see that, too. I don't want to play that team.
So the Blazers are 3 games back from the Grizzlies.
Yep.
Yeah.
How many weeks do we have left?
It goes until the first week of April. Grizzlies have the toughest remaining schedule in basketball. Portland has the easiest remaining schedule in basketball.
That's what you were saying last weekend. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. You said that, and then they beat the Lakers.
I did say that, and they beat the Lakers, yeah. So, but then they also dropped a bunch of games that they should have won.
And that's what you were Blazers. Saying, right? That's what you were saying about the Grizzlies is they win games they shouldn't,
right?
And lose games.
Well, yeah, and then the Grizzlies lose 121-96 against the Mavs. But what we're seeing now is that the Mavs just win games like that at home. Porzingis, not Luka. Porzingis right now is really coming on.
Is that tall guy?
Yes, and he's the unicorn. He's 7'3", young lurch, dude. Is not just shooting threes anymore. First half of the year, they were like, hey, just shoot threes, play off of Luka. And now they're like, shoot wherever you want. No one can guard you. And that's kind of where it's gone over the last couple of weeks. And
he is tall, and he looks like something to me, and I can't think of it. But, God, that man is –
they play well together. I project actually next year the Mavericks being in the playoffs.
Well, for sure. I mean, they're way in the playoffs this year, so they'll be in the playoffs next year, but they're a top three team next year.
Yeah. I guess that's what I meant is they I guess what I mean to say is I project them being one of the if you took them as a favorite to go to the finals next year, I would not call you stupid.
Yeah, I think next year we're going to have the Mavericks in play. We're going to have the Golden State Warriors back in play.
Let's hope not.
Anthony Davis will probably leave the Lakers, so they'll be out of it.
Why?
You think he'll go?
He's going to go to Chicago.
What? Why?
Because that's where he's from. He didn't want to go to the Lakers. That's why he didn't sign a new deal when he went there. This is the last year of his contract for a reason. He could have signed a contract at any point while he's been there so far. Why hasn't he?
But D Wade was from Chicago too, and that was short lived.
Doesn't mean that Anthony Davis isn't going to also try.
What? That's Chicago.
Think about this.
I would like it. I actually personally like it.
Yeah. Think about this, boys.
Well, Lakers you're not a Lakers fan.
Lakers don't win this year. Think about the Lakers not winning this year. They lose to Kawhi. What right? Does that mean? If they win, he stays, but they're not going to. They're going to lose to Kawhi. And then when Kawhi wins, they're going to say, oh, shit, I don't want to play this dude all the time. He's a freaking cyborg. And then they're like, well, you know what's smart? Maybe going to the East where all we got to do is beat Giannis and he doesn't have a lot of people around him.
I don't know this information, so I'm going to ask it out loud just in case either of you know. We could Google it, though. Would Kawhi be the first person that's won a finals
for three different teams? Yes.
Three different teams. Yeah.
Yeah.
And okay. He won in the East or is it all in the West?
Spurs, Toronto in the East, and then he'll get one in the West.
Oh, is Toronto? Oh yeah. So that's kind of cool.
That would be cool.
That he already has one in the East and the West.
Yeah, he does. He nasty.
But when he was on the Spurs, wasn't he hurt when they won?
No, he wasn't. He was our finals MVP.
Okay.
And he was so
and good. He would have been the finals MVP twice if they won the fucking Ray Allen.
What if they wouldn't have fucked Ray Allen?
No, if Ray Allen wouldn't have hit that goddamn corner three, we would have won back-to-back championships against the Heat. And it would have been night-night, LeBron, you dumb bitch.
First off, take a step back, bro. Okay, I watched that game, and I loved it.
I can't remember. Did you like LeBron in Cleveland?
Me?
Yeah.
I've loved LeBron the whole time.
So people who listen to the show or have watched the show know that I also like LeBron a lot.
Yeah.
I liked him more in Cleveland.
I didn't care for him on the Heat.
I'm okay with him on the Heat too, but I liked him more in Cleveland. I liked it when they beat Golden State and won that.
I loved him all the time back then because he lost more finals than he won. It was amazing. It was awesome to get to watch him lose all the time.
You are just a real piece of jerk, man.
One time the Spurs beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 4-0 in the finals. A couple of the games they held LeBron to or the whole Cleveland Cavaliers team to 70 points a game.
I remember watching the Spurs put the Heat out. I was in a Buffalo Wild Wings.
It was munching wings.
It was packed in Pocatello, and yeah.
Kobayashi.
I actually love LeBron now, so that's a true story. Because he's not so dominant, like as in he doesn't have 9 championships right now, I have learned to like him because he's like the most humanized player in the league. You get to learn a lot about him. He's interesting to watch. He seems like a good family dude. He is a good representative for the league. I'm a huge LeBron fan.
The dude married his high school sweetheart, and you've never heard of anything. I mean, whether or not there's anything that's ever happened, you've never heard of any issue with him, like in different cities, with different women. Like, you've never heard of stuff like that. The dude is – and I also love the stuff – as somebody who does not have a dad, I also love the stuff with him, like getting done with a game – that he's playing, and then running over to go watch little Bronny play. Yeah. I love that.
He's a likable dude.
I've always liked him. I like him more in LA.
Of course.
As you should.
They deserve to win. LA's been through a lot in the last 10 years.
Well, and LA's going to get a championship, baby.
Yeah, but it needs to be this year, so Anthony
Davis. No, they're going to get a championship. It's just going to be the LA Clippers.
No. The Clippers need to move. They need to go. Okay.
It'd be awesome if they moved, actually. I would hate them less. I actually – so true story, I actually hate the Clippers. They're one of my least favorite teams.
But you like Kawhi.
Well, Kawhi not, you know?
Listen to me, dude. So I've hated the Clippers since they wouldn't let
Chris Paul – Since Billy Crystal was born?
No. Billy, like the actor?
Yeah.
No, I love Billy Crystal.
He's a huge Clippers guy.
Well, that's fine. When they blocked the Chris Paul trade to L.A.
Oh, yeah.
Lakers, and we'll just send them to the Clippers. That's fine.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I liked Chris Paul in L.A.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wasn't mad
at Chris Paul. I like Chris Paul. I like Chris Paul in OKC.
Yeah. I like him.
He's kind of in a little renaissance right now. I think he's great.
I liked him on the Rockets.
He's pretty fun to watch now. I hated him on the Clippers because they played the Spurs a lot in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I hate them.
I was trying to hold this pee, but I cannot.
It's guys, we should wrap. We should probably wrap up the show. We've been doing it for like 2 hours.
Wasn't it 2 hours?
It's 5:30. My time.
Well.
And we started at 2:30 y'all's time.
Yeah, I know. It's been a long show.
But a long show.
What we should try to do. What we should try to do is. What are you using to edit the video?
Just Windows Movie Player, whatever editor.
What I would like to do is originally what we had talked about, which was it'd be cool just to find like 10 to 12 minute clips of good stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to break down.
That could be cool.
Yeah, I think so too, because this is a long show.
Yes, it is. Well, so part of the problem is that Zoom and this the Facebook thing is not giving me a great indicator of how long it's been on.
Well, 2 hours. I can tell you it's 2 hours.
No, I know.
I can tell you it's 2 hours.
That's just weird to me.
Yeah, though, well, there isn't like a timer on it, which is what we're used to, because I think on Skype it did track our...
Oh, my Lord!
What I'll do is I'll find something in here to give a countdown for me, so I can wrap it up sooner.
Oh, I love that you changed our page logo.
You like that? Actually, Ward did that for us.
The white one, it's nasty. I like it.
It's nasty. I shared it. I like
it as well. So let's go ahead. Zach, did you find anything that had the card on there?
Yeah, I'm just on.
Go ahead and share it, and let's wrap it up. Do you want music to go with it?
You know what?
Can it just be the Rocky soundtrack? Something from Rocky? Was that we can't do?
Oh,
that.
I'm just gonna use our friends.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I just got excited. Sorry.
It's all right. You're okay to be.
Excited. I'm just on Google right now, so we'll share it from Google.
Love it.
Okay, this starts, I believe, where the actual pay-per-view starts on here. So it starts with the Brunson fight. Right before that is the prelim headliner with Sean O'Malley, the white Snoop Dogg. Love that dude. So I'm going to take him on that, even though it's not even on this. Derek Brunson, middleweight, got it. Move on from that one. That'll be quick. Alex Cowboy Oliveira versus Max Griffin. I actually have Max Griffin in this fight. I just kind of see Oliveira falling apart currently. As in, it just seems like he's starting to enter that twilight of his career. So I do not have him in this. Neil Magny versus Li Jin Lang. Hopefully I got that right. Li is a goddamn muscle hamster. Magny's very long, very technical. Always a fun person to watch, even when he grapples. I know you said earlier you don't like wrestling. Well, Neil's actually fun to watch on the ground, which you don't get a lot. I hope this fight stands up the entire time. If it does, I think this is the dark horse for fight of the night. I actually think that Li Jin Lang wins the fight, not Neil Magny, although that is who I will be rooting for.
Nice. Very nice.
Dariush in the lightweight fight. I've never watched the other dude, so that makes it a pretty easy pick for me. Although I've learned lately when I have not seen the other guy fight, that guy ends up being a stud and winning, so then I usually end up being wrong. So the Joanna Jędrzejczyk Zhang fight, I don't know if Yolanda's back yet. Like, I know she's back down to straw weight. She says she's the straw weight queen, but I mean, she hasn't proven it yet. She doesn't have the belt anymore. Zhang has the belt and looks like an absolute monster. There's been questions on how focused Joanna has been over the last couple of years on MMA. I mean, she was the champion and so dominant for so long that those people just tend to slip eventually. I don't know if they just start caring more about other stuff or they get enough money to where you don't need to fight, so why do it?
Interesting.
So I'm not going to pick Joanna until she goes out there and at least has one really, really stellar performance. So yeah, if she wins the belt back tonight, I'm back on the train, but I don't think she does. I think she gets knocked out, actually, probably in the first or second round. Final fight, Yoel Romero, who is a monster. He is a monster human being. He is a Dragon Ball Z villain. Versus Israel, the last style bender Adesanya. Absolute man. He is the new Anderson Silva, but obviously this generation of MMA is more technical, so I don't think there's really been anyone as technical as him at 185. He's going to try to pick Yoel Romero apart, which is a scary thing to do because that guy's going to charge at him and try to take his head off. I have Israel winning. I think Israel probably takes him down in the second or third round. If he doesn't, that means we're in a scary war, and I don't know who wins it. But we found out lately if you don't knock the champ out, you don't win. So that's how the judges seem to be voting on things. I don't know who's judging these tonight. They were boxing judges for those John Jones fights in Houston, and that was a really embarrassing night for the UFC. So I think Israel wins. I don't think he gets knocked out. He's so elusive. He's so technical. Dude wins, probably does some really sweet, cool choreographed dance on his walkout, which is ridiculous. I don't know how people do that and still win fights, but good for him. Yeah, so Israel Adesanya keeps his belt. Probably wins in the first two rounds. That's what I got.
Love it.
Very nice. Very nice.
Was there music playing that whole time?
It was played most of the time. I'm going to play it one more time.
I didn't hear it.
Really?
I could hear it slightly.
Oh, no. Should have been playing. Have you not heard it the whole time?
No.
Even when I opened the show?
Oh, I know. I heard the opener. Oh,
okay. Well, I kept it quiet while you were talking.
That's fine.
I could barely hear it.
Well, we're gonna hear it right now because we're closing out the show.
If anything, we'll just edit the volume in post.
Yeah.
I can just add it over whatever we were talking about at any point. And no one will ever know except for that I'm talking about it right now.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to the show today. Brought to you by Zoom.us. Brought to you by Coors Light and Rolling Rock. And the one that he was drinking. And you know what? We bought all of this stuff, so we have no official sponsors. But, yeah, we're going to keep throwing that out there because
– we'll take one.
We'd love one. We would love it. Rolling Rock. Keep an eye out soon. We'll work in our group chat. We're going to have a Patreon out there soon. If you like this show and you want to keep hearing this show and you want to help us pay for the website, donate to the Patreon, baby. This video will be up on YouTube in just a short while. Day and a half, weeks, doesn't matter. It will be up there soon.
Give me about a month.
Sooner than later.
It was fast. You did a really good job. I was really proud of you. Music also brought to you by Jody and the Fosters. That's a local band out of Lewiston, Idaho, or Clarkson, Washington. I do not know.
I don't know the difference.
Asher Erickson, not a big difference either. Asher Erickson is in that band. He's a fan of the show, a friend of the show, and a friend of the three of us.
Love him.
Good man. Good man. Love you, bud.
I love him, and guess what, guys? I love y'all.
Oh, I love you guys, too. You know, and this show is all about love and peace and Pornhub.
Yeah, you make my heart warm and something else even warmer.
thanks, everybody, for listening to the show. Make sure you find us all on Twitter. I'll look at the cameras when I say it. At Derek on TSPN on Twitter. At Quack Swan on Twitter. At Home Run Jack
on Twitter.
Did we do it right?
We did.
I think my at's is not what it should be, but that doesn't matter.
Is your at not Home Run Jack on Twitter?
It will be.
You need to fix that immediately.
Yeah, I know I do. I tried to.
Bad branding.
All right, baby. All right, my little babies. Thank you and have a great day. And go Warriors. We still keep that. I like that part.
I like that part too.
Always and forever.
Go Warriors.
Have a good night, everybody.
I don't know how to stop recording now, though.
I don't know, but I'm just going to hold my thumb up till I know you guys are done. I think we're still live. Are we still live on Facebook?
Not. No, we're not.
Shit, man. That was fun, man.
There should be a button on there that says stop recording.
Oh.
I am not stopping it yet, though.
It turns out I actually never did that right. The recording it's showing me in the corner is your recording.
Well, that's fine. I'm recording it.
Well, so what it'll download is two files. You can download it, the audio and the video. So what you should do so I can still do the video stuff is just put it in an email. Put the whole folder in an email and send it to me.
Yeah. Do you use Dropbox at all?
Or we can use Dropbox.
I'll do Dropbox.
Because it's probably too big for an email, huh?
Yeah. But I'll do Dropbox right now.
Yeah.
And I'll send it to you. Okay, baby.
I don't know. Hold on. Let me make sure I still have my Dropbox. I think they might.
Dice Man.